This is Beach Weekly. You're listening to Season 12, Episode 3 of Beach Weekly, a podcast created and produced by Long Beach State's student-run newspaper, The Daily 49er. It's Monday, February 12th, and we're here with you on your walk to class, giving you the news you need to start your week. I'm your host, Leigh Madrigal. Keep listening to learn more about extended registration deadlines, Trump's ballot eligibility, and more. We'll start with upcoming campus events. Donate your pre-owned business attire and professional accessories at the Career Clothing Donation Drive. Business attire includes things like dress shirts, dress pants, blazers, blouses, suits, ties, shoes, and more. Donations are accepted from February 1st through March 5th at the Student Union, Brotman Hall, Rec Center, Bookstore, and the Downtown Long Beach Alliance Nonprofit Organization Building. You can donate at any of these locations during their operating hours. Celebrate the Year of the Dragon with the 2024 Lunar New Year Festival in the Student Union Ballrooms today, Monday, February 12th from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. The festival will include food, crafts, line dancing, and more. Today is also Sustain U's Terrarium event, where students will learn how to create and care for a terrarium. The event takes place at the Grow Beach Garden by the Friendship Walk from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. The Counseling and Psychological Services Center is hosting a bonding event for Asian American and Pacific Islander students called Sticky Rice at the Beach. Head to room 307 in the Student Union tomorrow, Tuesday, February 13th, from noon to 1 p.m. to attend the event. On Wednesday, February 14th, from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m., join Sustain U in room 205 in the Student Union for their Birds and the Bees event. Participants will learn about pollination and the harmful effects of pesticides on the environment. Although it is not required, it is recommended that students reserve their spot on the Events and Orgs app on the CSULB's single sign-on. The Events and Orgs app, formerly known as BeachSync, is a great way to stay up to date with events happening on campus. Now, here's some campus news. Classes at Long Beach State last Monday were either moved to virtual instruction, alternative assignments, or canceled altogether as severe storms impacted Southern California. Governor Gavin Newsom declared a state of emergency for 8 counties, including Los Angeles County and Orange County. The university returned to normal operations the next day, even when weather conditions remained the same throughout the beginning of the week. While Long Beach State and Long Beach City College both canceled classes on Monday, the Long Beach City Unified School District remained open. According to the National Weather Service, 1.5 inches of rain fell on Long Beach on February 4th, and certain parts of the city saw up to 4 inches of rain. The city reported last Tuesday that at the time, they had responded to at least 39 reports of fallen trees. Tyler Hildebrand, the women's volleyball coach at the Beach, has officially announced his departure from Long Beach State Athletics. Hildebrand is a CSULB alumni and has had a very respected collegiate coaching career. He formerly served as the head volleyball coach at the University of Nebraska and individually coached Olympians like Jake Gibb and Casey Patterson. In his 2 seasons coaching at Long Beach State, Hildebrand has led the department to a 40-19 record. Last week, Hildebrand's departure was speculated from a video that was posted on the USC women's volleyball account on social media. One day later, Long Beach State Athletics released an official press release announcing his leave. To read more on this story by Matthew Coleman, you can check out our website, daily49er.com. Registration deadlines for the current spring semester have been extended by a week, according to a message sent by the Long Beach State email notification system. Extensions were made to accommodate the school days lost during the faculty strike during the first week of classes. Tuition and day one textbook access fee deadlines have also been extended as a result of the registration changes. Students may withdraw from classes with approval from February 11th through April 19th, which would result in a withdrawal on their transcript. Students can also add classes to their schedule with approval from February 12th through February 16th. We'll finish with some headlines from around the world. Last Thursday, the Supreme Court met to determine Trump's ballot eligibility following his involvement in the January 6th insurrection of the Capitol. The Colorado Supreme Court concluded that Trump's conduct on January 6th makes him ineligible to be considered for a second term as president. The U.S. Supreme Court discussed last week whether Colorado can actually exclude him from the state's ballot. Section 3 of the 14th Amendment bars an individual who was sworn to support the Constitution but then engaged in insurrection from holding federal or state office. Arguments against this say that the amendment applies only to members of Congress, officers of the United States, members of state legislators, or executive and judicial officers of any state. Trump's legal team claims that the title of President of the United States does not fall into any of those categories. Most Supreme Court justices expressed skepticism, and of these 9 justices, 3 were appointed by Trump himself. The court seemed likely to reject the attempt to remove him from the 2024 presidential ballot. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has rejected a ceasefire plan proposed by Hamas to end the war in Gaza. Netanyahu called the plan quote-unquote delusional and said that it would leave Hamas with power over the Gaza Strip. He also said that peace can only be achieved by, quote, total victory, end quote, against Hamas. That's all for this week. Thanks for listening to this episode of Beach Weekly. And a special thank you to our editor, Julia Goldman, and our producers, Elle Nicklin and Aiden Swanepoel. As always, if you want to read up on some of the stories covered today, along with so much more, you can head over to our website, daily49er.com. And to make sure you're up to date with everything that happens on the Long Beach State campus, you can follow our socials at Daily 49er. We appreciate you listening, and you'll hear from me again next week.